Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking love that song.
Me too.
So good. Delicious. That's a delicious song. Maren Morris, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:38 on a sunny, lovely Friday morning. The sun is just lighting up this tree outside. It's a beautiful. Oh, goodness. So lucky. Lucky to be alive today. If you're breathing, you're wealthy. All right. Do we need to make sure Vinny's back on the Zoom meeting before we switch?
No, we can start. I didn't have time to get back on, but I do know that because we have our special guest, it's important that I'm not screwing up the audio with my Zoom meeting. It's a thing. So
he's hopping on right now, though, so we have a little bit of time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So let me, you know what? Let me know when he's ready. In the meantime, I'll get started with my sponsor.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by masks. Make sure you wear your mask if you decide to step out this weekend, and make sure to wash those hands. Christina went for a run yesterday morning. I told you about that and watched the sunrise, and she got out really early. One of the things that she's like, every time I see someone wearing their mask, I want to say thank you to them. And she said, I even saw these two sort of buff guys, you know, they looked like they would probably be too tough to put on a mask, and they had their masks on, and inside I was cheering for them. And I thought, that is so funny that she's running down the road and thinking, I want to applaud this person for just putting on the mask. But
right.
That's what we want you to do. So please, please, even if you're out, just you're around other people, do it for them. I know you're too cool. I get it. But do it for the others.
You'll be even cooler.
Right.
All the cool kids will think you're even cooler.
And cute girls will run by and want to applaud you.
Right.
Yeah. Your wife is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming up this weekend, we have the NFL playoffs. It's big. Both days have two. There's two games. Boy, I really can't get that out, can I? The NFL playoffs begin on Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon. Rams versus Packers, 1:30. Ravens versus Bills. There is snow in the forecast.
Oh.
So we get
That's
to watch
fun.
A snow game on Saturday evening starting at 5:15. On Sunday, the Browns play the Chiefs and Bucks play the Saints at 3:40. So there's your lineup of NFL playoff games. It's going to be good. If you're stuck inside, there's a...
And we are.
Great way to burn up the weekend.
Uh-huh. All right. And Scott Budman is ready to go.
Excellent. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me please introduce our friend and one of our crack reporters for the Alice News Network. He also moonlights with NBC Bay Area. You know, occasionally that's his thing, but most of the time he's here with us delivering the important news you need. Scott Budman, you're in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electric Show, broadcasting from the scene. How are things in Vegas today?
Right, surrounded by thousands of people like we always do it at CES. It's crazy. You know I'm in the oven, and I haven't seen a single person. I haven't heard a single slot machine. CES was entirely virtual this year, and it was bizarre, and we saw a lot of gadgets, but I'm not going to lie to you. It was kind of like that tree in the forest thing. If you're not listening to the sounds of slot machines in the background while you're test driving your commuter drone, is it really CES?
Right. Especially for the people who are like, my yearly good time is when I get to leave my house and go to Vegas and do the Consumer Electrics Show. So I'm sure a lot of people are missing their usual event in a big deal. But one of the things that I read is that there's a lot of pandemic related inventions at the show this year.
Yeah, you know, there are still companies cranking out gadgets, and it's as if everyone said, all right, here's our clever, fun thing, but we're going to make it for everybody that has to stay at home. So my favorite thing that I saw, and, you know, I don't know, I think you'll like this. It's literally an ice cream machine at home, very much like those frozen yogurt places. If you walk into one of those and it's just unlimited frozen yogurt.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love those.
Have you ever thought how, you know, dangerous that could be if it was just sitting on your counter? And now it can. It's very much like the pod machine, the carry machine where you put in the pod. This you do, you make all the ice cream you want and you just keep cranking it out. And that's the kind of gadget that someone said, hey, everybody's at home and let's give them all the ice cream they want, pressing a button, just like they stream movies without going to the theater. Everything's going to be right there.
That's what Americans need.
Yeah, we don't need that. What are the things, though, that you saw that you actually went, oh, we've got a winner. There's something. Like, yeah. I remember, I think it was last year that the TVs were so far ahead of the actual technology that they're using that most people won't even have caught up to that yet. But what's the thing this year?
Yeah, there's still TV sets and they're still gigantic. And I remember looking at them on the show floor and thinking that is just so much TV and so much sound. It's a good thing we're not home all day long to watch. And now, of course, but getting back to what you said at the beginning, there are some really cool things that are very timely and important. You know, robots that can, we've seen the robots that vacuum, you know, your house and all that stuff. Now they've got robots and you program it on an app. And it will go through a workplace. It'll go through a school room. It'll go through your house. It will disinfect everything, you know, for looking for COVID-19. Because we know with this light that kind of shines, you can do that. And it's kind of neat to see, because eventually we're going to want to get back to our radio stations and our newsrooms and our, you know, places of work and our churches and our homes and schools. Well, not homes, but schools. And these things can glide through on their own and just zap everything in sight. And that's pretty cool.
Hold on, though. You're telling me there are robots that don't just vacuum. They'll disinfect, like, surfaces? Are they just spraying stuff into the air?
No, they actually, for COVID, I guess what it is, you can get them to spray. They actually shine this ultraviolet UVC that actually disinfects a surface. And we've seen this on a small level. They were doing it initially in, like, gyms and some places like that during the early days. Now they say they can do it on a massive level.
Hmm. What about my groceries? Could they do that? Could I not have to wipe off all my groceries?
Yeah, if you're still wiping off the groceries, they could probably do that too. Because if it's safe for a surface and safe for, say, a bed or a sheet or a towel, I imagine it would be safe for your groceries. So this will speed up even your time spent at home, not to mention when you get back to the office. And
yeah,
stuff
there's
like
nothing
that.
Worse than I can't stand when John gets home with the groceries. I'm like, oh, great. Now I get to wipe off groceries.
We do that too. We take it all out. We lay it all out and, you know, it sits there for a while and then we can dig in. But yeah, so we saw the flying cars. They've got these giant drones now that you can get into and that will take you above the traffic, you know, eventually.
I love it. It'll
take you above traffic to work. Yeah. And perfect for the Bay Area commute, assuming we get traffic again in the near future. We saw all sorts of, here's something that I saw. It's pepper spray, but it's connected pepper spray. So it instantly lets police know your coordinates. So if you spray somebody.
So you're being attacked, you spray someone, and the police know that this has been
activated.
Yes. Like an alarm. Wow.
Right. We know that technology is there. You know, our phones could be tracked and stuff. Now your pepper spray, when you engage, it will let the cops know, hey, I'm engaging pepper spray. I likely need some assistance.
And are the police watching that red candy-like button when it goes off? Or because if no one's looking at that, then you've just set off. You think someone's coming. In fact, maybe even get chesty and talk big. The police are on their way, punk. And 10 minutes later, you're still standing there alone, and that stuff's wearing off.
And you've, sprayed your pepper spray. That's a good question, and I can assume that law enforcement would be on the way.
All right. I'm seeing something about contact-free sink faucets. We've all dealt with those in restaurants. Some work better than others. Is that something that people will be putting in their homes now?
I don't think so. I think once we get to the point of home stuff, because the home stuff I saw was what we've seen before. You know, the big TVs, the big screens, the, you know, the stuff that uses artificial intelligence to know what movie you want and stuff like that. Oh. It's the talking refrigerators. It's the smart fridges. Those are still around. And I think they know we're spending even more time in our homes. But the hands-free stuff we're seeing more and more for restaurants, for airports.
Business, okay.
Yeah, we're seeing them now on street corners. So you just wave and then the walk sign comes, you know, so you don't have to kick it or do the butt thing. You just sort of wave and it does that. We'll see more of those roll out a little bit.
That's the official term, the butt thing. I like it.
The butt thing.
You know, one of the things that people have had to do, and it's been a nice, you know, addition for people who live in apartments or people who are gone all day, is that you can get your deliveries delivered to the Amazon. I want to say they're called safes. They're in the Whole Foods and sometimes outside of. But now it looks like one of the things there that is being made is a safe to keep your packages secure from porch pirates, like for your home. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're lock boxes that you would have outside your house. Amazon, let's say, or UPS would have a key that could open it, but then it shuts and it's locked. And yeah, obviously we've been getting more stuff sent to our homes, not only the last, you know, 15 years or so as online shopping has caught on, but in the last 10 months because everything is delivered. So yeah, these lock boxes are catching on. Amazon's got them. Other companies just make them for your Amazon deliveries. And that's, you know, that's sort of the less sexy part of it, but kind of the functional part of it that yeah, it's, you know, I must admit most of the time and the clicks I got were on the robots that will pour you wine and clean your house and, you know, make you ice cream. But you're right. It's very important that this stuff is protected once it arrives at your home. And we're seeing more of those also.
The actual CES event itself, you say it's virtual. I mean, was it just a website that you could click on various categories, or was it more like a presentation? How did it work, and was it a letdown?
It worked both ways. There was a presentation. There were sort of anchor people who were there saying, okay, let's now interview this person from a distance.
Oh, so people did gather.
Well, not like reporters and people. This was all online. You had to watch it.
I got it.
But so there were some presentations, some interviews being done. You know, Zoom was very busy during CES, but was it a letdown? Sure, because we couldn't go, we couldn't see the stuff up close. We couldn't get the, you know, the glitz and the glamour and just the crazy.
Well, yeah, I want to see you with a cigar in your mouth and strippers all around you. This is disappointing. The brick in the background is nice. It seems you have a nice little home office there. But next year, we want the showgirls and the cigars, please.
Exactly. Where's the, yeah, and I'm sorry to let you down. And that's how it was. It was really, really, I'd like to say, boy, was it a slow week. Because usually they do it during the week when, like, nothing's going on in Washington, D.C., and businesses are kind of giving their people a holiday. Yeah. Obviously, things have been bananas. And CES was like, hey, look at us. We've got an ice cream maker and a drone that tries to work. But it's just been that kind of a week. So I'm that's why we're all doing it with our.
I got to look up that drone car, though. That sounds awesome. How much is that?
It doesn't even have a price.
Oh, it doesn't. Just a prototype.
General Motors. And the funniest thing when I was interviewing the guys, he's like, it gives you that Cadillac experience, whatever that means. But it's really, you get into it and it lifts off. And this is all sort of stuff they're working on in the future. But it's, you know, what was that movie with, I think Bruce Willis, where all the traffic was above everything. And, you know, Fifth Element. And I think that's what they're aiming for. And it's still a ways off, but we know Uber's kind of involved, Hyundai's involved, this is General Motors. They're working on it, and eventually we're going to get flying cars.
Awesome. We're so Jetsons.
Ladies and gentlemen, the voice you just heard is Scott Budman reporting for the Alice News Network and NBC Bay Area.
Great report, Scott.
Great job, buddy. Talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Take care, you guys.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, my God. That sounds awesome. There's so many. Like, the science is so cool. Tech. So cool.
I don't know if I did this wrong or not. Let me see if I can get back in with you guys now.
I really wanted to see you the whole time.
Oh, no. I don't want to leave. turn on my camera. Okay. All right, sorry, everyone. This is so, that was cool. You know, one of the things about drones that I was tripping on, I don't know if I told you this, I stumbled upon some people near my park that, why am I getting audio out of this?
Oh, that's me. Hold on 1 second.
Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn. God. All right, so you're at the park.
They were doing drone races. They had a whole track, I guess you'd call it, set up. And it's the thing about it is it takes place in the air. They're drones. And they're also, but they're going at different height levels is the race. So instead of it just being a, you know, I don't know, a sprint drone race, they actually, it's an obstacle course that the drone has to go up and over and under and through. And it's a really, I was stuck on it, watching it going, what am I looking at here? They're drone races, but they are, A, they were super fast. B, the amount of detailed movements they had to make to get through this course was shocking. Like,
they're being hand controlled.
Yes, they're just like a remote control car. But here are these people doing this in the air, you know, 15, 20 feet up, but also coming down right to ground level to get under something and then back up over. It was neat to see, but it's clearly, I don't know if you'd call that a sport. It's clearly underground and yet will eventually be huge, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, the drone thing is, did you watch, God, I guess it must have been the night that they declared that Biden was the winner and they had the drone display up in the sky. It almost looks like fireworks and they just keep rearranging themselves into different patterns and it's all clearly being controlled by one computer somewhere. Like, that's, you know, if we get these flying cars, it's probably going to be parameters that they almost have to be self-driving. Like, you'd have to, I don't know that you'd be able to just cruise on your own. They'd, because you'd smash into another drone or into power lines or into a building or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, I just, oh man, we are on the cusp of the most amazing crap. It's going to be amazing.
I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that is neat to hear. People are still dreaming and trying to make these things happen.
Right.
I'm completely out of time, so let me do a couple texts. Text numbers 800-400-3697. 510 says, flying cars. Come on, we can't even get reliable self-driving cars. Keep dreaming, Sarah.
No, I am dreaming.
Well, they actually are making reliable self-driving cars.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
They exist already.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Like it or not.
You won't even have to get a driver's license anymore. It'll be great. My kid will be like, get in your car. Go.
I started, 507 says, I started with you guys when I was 38. Today, I'm 59. So this time, next year, I'll let Sarah push me over a 60-foot cliff. What?
What?
Stop it. We didn't say 70. We said 80.
LOL. Love you guys. Your longtime friend, front row secret show Charlie.
Oh, hey, Charlie. That dude is in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Charlie again. How that does he win all these?
That pepper spray is likely connected to an app that family and friends will be notified, not police. Check Damsel in Defense for this product. Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Well, no matter what it's connected to, someone besides you knows you're in trouble.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And if you've got a person that runs, you would want this for them.
Absolutely.
To have that, especially if they're trying to, you know... get their miles in the winter when there's less daylight.
Right.
I have two clients with contact-free sinks. I hate them. Yeah, some work better than others. I've absolutely been there and been like, what am I, so cold I'm not even registering as human here? Mm-hmm. I can't figure out why my hands won't set this thing off.
Right, and you just feel like an idiot whipping your hands back and forth under the thing. And
right. So some are better than others. Anyway,
how's the one at work? They replace the ones at work, and they're
works all the time. Anytime I'm like washing, you know, getting the soap ready, and then the second like just my fingertips go in, it just goes
immediately.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's great. And then the second you take it off, it stops. So
good.
Like,
all right.
Sometimes I play with it.
That is kind of awesome because you know that is a huge water saver.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, Vin. We got brand new music. A couple. Wait to see how Bryn felt about some of these new things and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.